Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Before I get started, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you all were safe and enjoy your time with your family and loved ones. In today's episode, I wanted to start the year off right and get into some low-budget stuff. First up is actually a movie I heard a little bit about and saw that it had a pretty high score on Rotten Tomatoes. It's called Censor. It's listed as a horror mystery thriller, and I really don't know anything about it other than it takes place in Britain, I believe. Right around the time when VHS was the dominant format and, you know, they dealt with the whole video nasty situation. And if you don't know what that is, definitely go look it up. I'm not going to get too deep into history here. But when you think about video nasties, think about those disturbing movies that I sometimes review on this podcast. It's basically like that. So, what is this one about? Well, it's about Enid, who works as a film censor, which is a job I would actually love to have, because they get to watch all the movies in their original cuts and provide a rating based on, you know, the content, or in some cases they advise what needs to be cut to get a certain rating, or they just flat out say, hey, you can't show this, or the movie can't come out unless you take this out. So, Enid takes her job very seriously and believes she's providing a real service and actually, you know, protecting people from this content. Meanwhile, she has been given the news by her parents that they have declared her missing sister dead. They said they needed, you know, closure and they needed to move on. Sounds like it's been a lot of years is what's been implied here. However, Enid is not ready to let go and she blames herself, which, again, spoiler free, but we don't really get a lot of details on that. She can't really remember the details of her sister's disappearance. Anyway, she is assigned a new movie to review and, you know, check out, the, you know, for censorship stuff. And it involved these two little girls. Now, she's triggered by this movie, and memories of her missing sister begin to surface. And that's where I'll kind of stop. From there, she continues to investigate because she gets obsessed with this director's work, thinking maybe she'll actually come across some clues and find out her sister's whereabouts and ultimately what happened to her. So what did the pros think? Well, like I heard, there was a great score. They had it right at 89% on the Rotten scale with 154 reviews, which is really good. But the audience was less impressed with this one at 56%. So what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. And you know, guys know I do zero research when I'm watching these movies. Whoever this lead actress is, she was pretty good. She did a good job showing us her mind and how she was dealing with the guilt, you know, loss of her sister, and how she transferred that into her job and later into the investigation, ultimately what happened. While clearly, like I said, this is a low-budget movie, the visuals here are really good. The use of colors in some of the scenes, sometimes it's subtle, like little background hues, and sometimes it's intense, but they want you to see it and feel it, and it kind of plays into the overall framing of the scene, so that was really good. As you guys know, I love originality, and this concept, and I racked my brain before I sat down to write this review, and I don't think I've ever seen a movie with this setup before. Which for me is refreshing, which is many movies as I've seen, to see how this was going to play out with some of the elements that I am aware of, but the setup, not so much. And where they went with the story and how it ends was completely unexpected. Spoiler free, but the ending keeps going for about 3 minutes longer than I expected. This major thing happens, and then we kind of see the aftermath from her perspective, but therein lies the big question. What does she really see? But there are a couple of negatives I want to address here. And this is a short movie. It's only 84 minutes. And believe it or not, it still had some unneeded scenes. Not because, you know, it was padding. It was just sometimes they focused on the wrong story elements that really didn't contribute to the payoff that they gave us at the end. The length of it is fine. They told the story they wanted to tell. But I think they should have fleshed out the missing sister's background just a little bit more so that the ending could have had maximum impact. I mean, it's fine the way it is, but I'm sitting here imagining if I knew more details as to why she thought what she thought and, you know, went about the way the investigation the way she did, maybe link some of those clues and things together, that ending could have really been something else, something different emotionally. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? That is the bottom line, right? And yes, I did. I enjoyed this one quite a bit. I'm going to put this one right at an 85% on the Rotten scale. While a little bit more background and focus would have, you know, made this one better. What's here is really good. Great performance by the lead, original concept that ultimately pays off in a way you don't expect, and it looked great. This is everything you want in a low-budget movie. I watched this one on Hulu, and so if you have Hulu, definitely check it out. I don't know where else it is, but yeah, this one popped up as a suggestion on my Hulu, so I thought, why not start the year off with a random movie, and we are definitely starting off in the right direction. So yeah, check this one out. And with that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram. I post all the artwork and the links there as well. And also just started a TikTok where I'll give a little brief synopsis there. And if you want to just kind of know what things are about, go listen to the TikTok, watch the movie, then come to my podcast for the full review. That's how I would like it to work, but you know, it's a free country. You guys do what you want. This is a new year, so now that I've been doing this a little bit and, you know, got some positive feedback with the content, I'm going to try to be more consistent with it. More focused with the direction that I want to go with the podcast. And yeah, keep cranking out that content. Thank you for the support so far. I really appreciate it. Yeah, this is just a hobby for me, and I'm glad that there's people out there actually listening and enjoying this content. I greatly appreciate it, and I will be back again soon with another new movie that will be in that low budget classification as well. But yeah, thanks for checking it out, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.